this Darmstadt, September 19, 2017, 7 p.m. Are you doing this for the wireless community?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's actually my first time.
Okay, yeah.
So you do regularly meet?
No, this is the first time.
For
me,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm Arnold, by the way.
Just call me, WCN guy.
I saw on the Eventbrite. Yes, I saw.
Good. I come to events, so I'm posting this one and also another one. This one over here. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
You're the first one.
Yeah, I'm new here, so I'm
trying to find people to do. Yeah, this is the other one I'm doing.
So.
But then, the wireless community network is. Okay. Yeah, we can actually do this one. Come on, I need the plug here. Or we could sit here. So what I'm doing, trying to find how to set up like a local network.
I might take some notes, right?
Oh, sure.
I don't have a good memory.
So the coverage. What is it? Huh. Pali and Ultralong, Sophlong.
Sorry?
That's too confront come did Ultralong? No?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh no, you know. I understand. that's okay. Which one should I talk about first then? Let's talk about the wireless community network since you came for that. So I guess I could show you a demo of what I am up to at the moment. I can't. I brought the wrong router. I was looking at these guys. Did you come across the TO Mesh guys?
No, actually, the only thing I've done with networking is the router. I installed DWRT.
DWRT?
I manage.
I haven't even done that yet. But okay, good.
That's the only thing I exposed with networking so far.
You're ahead of me. So DWRT. That's pretty good. I guess there's the OpenWRT, but then I don't. Haven't done any of that.
I've heard also OpenWRT, but I haven't.
Okay, and then the tomato one.
Yeah, tomato also.
But do you know how to set up do you set up DWRT on your laptop or like on a partition on a laptop or?
No,
like
on a router? The router, the last router I had, I started with D-Link, I think the IR, and 2 years or last year, it's a Buffalo, but the Buffalo comes with a standard. Standard firmware.
Okay.
It's the basic one. They call it basic one, and they have the CD, which is called the advanced, which is basically DWRT, but they put their brand in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's it. But I need to connect firstly with my computer on the cable so that I can access the router.
Okay.
And set things from there.
Interesting. I think you're going to be telling me more about this than I'm going to be telling about you. Huh. What the...
Yeah, but from what I understand, yeah, for the this wireless network community is to build something like closed internet or closed intranet, something like that, or I'm not sure.
They're trying to make a local internet, but then there's already the LAN, right? The local area network.
Yeah.
But then that's, I think they're trying to connect different ones together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then...
And they eventually connect to the internet, or...?
Yeah, I think that's their plan. Okay, well, you tell me what you're doing. I still didn't tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is even simpler. Just trying to run a LAN from my computer.
Uh-huh.
So I want to serve a web page. So where is it? I've got Bind 9 DNS resolver.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it resolver? It's called a something DNS. But then I want it so that when you just connect to the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it working. I'm still stupid. I should have brought the other one, but I wasn't expecting to see someone coming for that one. So right now, let's see. I have available networks. They have one on each corner, but it's not that important because it doesn't even work anyways. So, what did I do? I just want to serve a web page in a local area.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, right now everybody is they're looking here, and then it's all encrypted. WPA2.
Yeah.
WPA.
Mm-hmm.
There's no open networks.
Yeah.
This one. That's good. Okay, let's see what happens. But this is, there's about 15 of them, and there's only one that's open, but the signal's so weak, but we'll see what happens. So, I think what they do, they're trying to open it, but then they connect directly to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they do. But what I want to do is, I want to just put a splash page.
Mm-hmm. They're connecting to Starbucks, connect it, then it will redirect you to a page where you can accept the terms and conditions before you are, you're given access to the internet, or is it
Well, I don't want to, what do I want to do? I don't want to connect to the internet because, if you're, in a place like this, and there's no, there actually is internet, this one over, but we'll see if we can connect to that one. They have a password.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I brought it. Okay, it doesn't connect. Let me see, let me continue explaining what I'm trying to do. So, I just want to, serve, web pages. In the vicinity of where I am. So that's the simple thing that I'm doing. There's this project called Kiwix. KIWIX. I don't have it installed on this computer. I should do the other one. So Kiwix, Wikipedia, offline Wikipedia. They're basically serving, you download all of Wikipedia, it's about 75 gigabytes.
Yep.
It took me about 4 days to download. and then what happens? And then they have a search thing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what you can use Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
See all their articles, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's all offline. It's all running on the computer. You don't have to access the internet.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
But it's their version is from 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's not recent.
Yeah, just to demonstrate how.
But it works. To demonstrate. It's for offline.
Mm-hmm. So it's you're making your computer a hotspot, but not connected to the internet. You're creating it it became a mobile Wi-Fi. At the same time, it also has an inherent web browser itself.
Wrote their own
web server.
Yeah, they wrote a server, I guess, something like that. Let's
honestly, actually, do you mind if we try connecting our two computers? Like, would that bother you?
Yeah, I don't have a...
Oh, you don't? There's no Ethernet?
No Ethernet.
Really?
Sorry, yeah. I bought this in a refurbished, but I don't have the Ethernet. I think it has USB.
USB to Ethernet. Or you need a...
You have to buy
adapter.
It. Yeah, I don't have it. Adapter, yeah.
What's this port here?
I think it's this is the power.
Oh, that's
the
power. Okay. Sometimes I should test that when I go back home. Mm-hmm. Another thing I should test. So I was able to do that on another laptop, which mm-hmm. is back at home. So I had the Wikipedia set up,
yep.
And then I set up, I didn't change the router. Mm-hmm. So it's the opposite, like all these WCN guys, they want to like reflash the firmware on
so
the router.
So what's WCN?
The wireless community.
Oh, okay.
Wireless network community.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Yeah, so they all want to like reflash this thing so that this one can talk to another router.
Yeah.
But that's too complicated for me. I also don't want to like break it. Like I don't want to break my router because I only have one or two of them or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because like after you flash your DDWRC on your router, like you erase the OEM firmware,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it will be overwritten.
And you can't get it back.
You can.
Is there a way to like save the image?
Yeah, I think it's being saved. There's a hidden partition in the router because if you want to restore it in the no, you have to download also the original firmware from the manufacturer. So
what they did?
What they did is before flashing the DDWRT, I went to the D-Link and searched for the exact model. Then I downloaded their firmware. So just in case, I can restore it back to their manufacturer firmware.
Yeah.
So I actually did that a few times because sometimes my first, second, third attempt didn't working. So I restored the router to the manufacturer firmware. Yeah.
Okay. I guess they should do something like that. How about they said like sometimes like if you like disconnect the power like midway, mm-hmm. and then you don't have DDWRT. And then DDWRT also read over half of it. Then
it becomes a brick. Yeah.
Then there's a brick.
Yeah, but I haven't tried that though.
Okay.
I haven't.
So
tried
you like
yeah.
wait until you
yeah, I
install
to.
All of DDWRT.
Yeah.
And then there's how do you like reflash? How do you reflash?
For the DDWRT.
Because then
once I install the DDWRT, there's like an admin area, and you have to upload the firmware.
Oh, so like there's like a. Entry,
upload,
like a text box thing.
Yeah, text box, input box.
So like
you have to upload the. Obviously, you're going to connect the router, then you do the browser interface.
Right.
You upload the firmware that's downloaded from the manufacturer website.
Okay,
then
they
you
accept that.
Flash it there. Yeah.
Oof. Okay, good.
You
did that a couple of times.
Mm.
Oh, interesting. I guess I should. Do that one. So what else? I'll just finish. Did I finish what I'm talking about? So I didn't like change my firmware on here,
mm-hmm.
but then I'm running the Bind DNS
server
so that like when someone connects to here,
mm-hmm.
it connects to the Wi-Fi like normal, and then when they try to enter a web page, this file will redirect like all, or is it this one, or is it the, I wrote that one. Yeah, this one will catch all like attempts to like access any kind of name resolution,
mm-hmm.
and then redirect it to, I think this one to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be 2.1, yep. and then my computer would be 2.2.
Mm-hmm.
But on 2.2, I run, I'm running Nginx,
mm-hmm.
The web server.
Yep.
And then on here, I guess yeah, I can show you what's happening. Let's see if it's running. No, that's not. Oops, wait a second. I have to just run this file. Yeah, so this is like the web server, the directory that I have, and then I think oh, it should be pretty simple. Sometimes I find that it's a problem too. Sometimes like the web browser caches the content and then it doesn't reload. Port 80, 000. Let's see. Did that work? No, oh right, because I have Nginx running. So yeah, it's working on my other okay, so hopefully now it works. Yeah, this is should be. Oh, okay, so took the time to initial. Okay, yeah, something different. Oh right. I am also, this is the other thing that I'm running too. I guess I should talk about this one too. Oh, this one is, well hold on, it should be pretty, let me just get to it. I'm running this Etherpad. This Etherpad is like some collaborative document. So, it's, oh wait a second. I didn't change the, Okay, I'll just show what the Etherpad thing does. Because I have to the IP address, I have to like reset it. Because like my router is not the same as I'm using a static IP address when I go home. So I'll show you just what the Etherpad thing is. Yeah, this is interesting. So it's like allows people to, it's a collaborative document, so like it's anybody.
Very wiki. Similar intent or
like Google Docs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if this was working, I would be like writing here, and then if I had a web browser over here, a web browser over here, everybody sees the same thing.
Oh, okay.
So that would be an interesting.
You don't need to refresh the browser.
You don't need to refresh, just all Java, Node.js.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it should be the Node.js. So what else was I trying to do here? Okay, I want to show. Did I want to show this? Yeah, I should show like the web page working. Like that's just give me a second. I'm here. So I need to redirect this to the locals. I think if I do that, then yeah, it should get me to. still not. Still redirecting to this one. Anyways, yeah. So in a nutshell, that's I'm supposed to be serving like services. So I want to serve the Wikipedia service, the local web page, splash page, showing like links to just like files on my computer. And I want to serve this Etherpad so people can like collaborate, write, like it's like note taking. So like if you're taking those notes and if we both had this thing open, and then you're writing this and I could also write it. And then we just download the file at the end and then we both have the same notes. So we both are looking and we have the same. There's no need to like sync files or share files later on. So that's some other stuff. I guess I want to also run like a Git server. I don't know how to do that. I'm starting to read about that, but I'm a little bit iffy. Because like the Git is supposed to be, each one is supposed to be like its own repository, but then if you run one server, like I only see the Git clone command and Git pull, but I never see a Git server command. Like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I use Git as a client.
Yeah, only the client, never as a server.
Edit and Git commit.
So that would be interesting to have, like, to offer like services like locally. Like if you're, say, like running like a hackathon or like like a LAN party at your house, and your friends are there for like, like a whole afternoon to the evening, and they want to like, it's just basically setting up your own LAN, but like a portable LAN. And then I was thinking about like something even stranger, like. The output for this thing is only 5 volts, 2.5 amps, but then USB is all 5 volts coming out. So I wanted to connect this to that.
USB.
It's possible. But then I think it's, if we install, you can't install like DDWRT on your laptop and then also run, no, because I want to get rid of this, because I just want to use the Wi-Fi on the laptop to whatchamacallit.
Like an ad hoc wireless network?
Is it ad hoc wireless network? Yeah, maybe. Mobile ad hoc wireless network?
Yeah, I think... I'm not sure. I think I saw similar to that one, but it wasn't me who set it up. He used his computer, or I think it can even be done on Windows and Linux or both. I don't know how he do it though, but I think it was possible.
To run.
To make your computer as a. Like a mobile hotspot. So you can serve your internet there and type your IP address on the browser.
That'd be a good one to work on. Cause then I don't have to carry this around. Yeah. Cause I was going to like cut like a USB cable and then cut. Well, I have another one of these, or just like connect it and then connect it. But then I found that would be necessary. Yeah, interesting. does this bother you? Like, I'm actually recording like all my meetings, but then if it bothers, I can turn it off. Or
it's alright.
It's okay. Because like I was telling you about this one that I'm working on, I'm actually trying to. Did you see like another meetup like right beside it? Right beside this Eventbrite meetup. This wearable computing?
Wearable, no.
No?
No, I haven't.
How did you see this Eventbrite?
Because
if you go to the Eventbrite page.
This is my second Eventbrite. The first was the sponsored by the public libraries. That one's Arduino.
Arduino?
Arduino, yeah. And
in Scarborough?
No, not in Scarborough. It's in somewhere in Weston Road.
Holy, like West Side.
just south of Weston and Finch.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like the event. So I was looking for some other similar event on Eventbrite that I can attend to for free.
Oh, you type in like a wireless community network, like.
I typed the two filters for technology and free.
Huh.
Yeah. Because and sort it by date.
By date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's how,
yeah. And you search all of. There's like was there a city link or like a 25 meter? I use Meetup and Eventbrite.
I have Meetup. I signed up with Meetup, but I'm not very active with
active that one. Mm. Interesting. Oh no, because Eventbrite, there's like this little square for the map, and then you search within that area.
No, I didn't even use the map. I just searched through the technology free, then sort it by
interesting.
Date.
Interesting. Yeah, because that was I set these two meetups a long time ago, but then I kind of gave up on the WCN. I got actually kicked off of GitHub because the WCN page, there's like a wirelesscommunitynetwork.github.io. I don't know if you tried
that. No, I haven't tried it. Or the one you,
no, but then they killed that account because I... no, this is...
this is a new one?
Yeah, this is the wearable computing one that I'm trying to do.
This is something like... this one. I haven't tried.
Oh, you saw the whole webpage. But then you just see the meeting and then... You didn't probably read the description.
Yeah, I see. I saw there were three links there, I think.
The Wikipedia page for Wireless Community Network.
Yeah, I read that. That's the only page that is showing. That works, yeah.
Yeah, the other two
didn't work. The other one is like keep on saying page loading.
Yeah, that's the Etherpad. That's the Etherpad. Takes a while. So you got...
I thought it didn't work, okay. And the other one is, I thought it's for like communication, like IRC or something. That's my impression.
Yep, there was a who is IRC one.
This is the IRC, but I never get to open it.
Yeah, I don't. It works. You just didn't open it. But if you click on it, it'll work. But then I'm not on that channel. It does. Or I guess if your Wi-Fi is slow, it'll take a while. Interesting.
I thought it was offline, so I just...
Because I just tried it as an experiment, because to post an event on Eventbrite, it's free. But to post on Meetup, it's you have to pay like $5 per month for a meeting. So I don't use Meetup. I only use it to look at, but not to post. Mm-hmm. And then I also use the... whatchamacallit? The Snapd. There's this other community book.
Snapd?
It's a community newspaper. SNAPD. Yep. It's also interesting because it's free to post like an event on it, and then I post on those two, the Eventbrite and Snapd. But then I think it's so you have to click a lot, and then I got annoyed doing that. So I was only pushing this one, but then. The Eventbrite, I guess, it's still up. It didn't expire yet.
Think it's it says every third.
This was your first time coming up?
Yeah, it says every third Tuesday or Thursday of the month.
I just made it all up, right?
So this is the first meetup also? Or?
This is my third, second time second coming time. Up here.
So but then the first time was last week or when was the first time?
No, last month.
Last month. Oh,
the third Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, last month.
Like so I came out last month, but for this one, I actually forgot about this one completely.
Oh, okay.
But then, like you said, just so happened
how many came out? Nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up.
So, this is the first time I ate.
Oh, okay. I didn't even bring the devil for this one because I didn't expect anyone to show up. Either. But then, it's interesting. Like, basically, like any idea that you have, like if you want to find other people, like I guess, I guess that works. To host your own meeting. So what's the other thing, I guess we could try connecting to their Wi-Fi, and then we could see if there's any links. Let's see, let's see if their Wi-Fi works. Yeah, the restaurant has like free Wi-Fi, but then they're... Let's see.
I need to meet my friend around 7:50, so it's just like...
Oh, 7:50. Oh, yeah. Just to come out, just to check it out.
To get an overview for this...
To see what's happening.
Yeah, for this group. And
I don't know, did you like...
Okay, yeah, we don't have to connect to internet then. 7:50. What else, did you... You just want to like... Try the DDWRT one?
Yeah, this is the that's the deepest exposure I have with with networking.
If you want to check out, like, if you're interested in these guys, if you check out tomesh.net.
T-O?
Mesh, M-E-S-H.
Tomesh?
T-O-M-E-S-H.net.
T-O-M-E-S-H.net.
Slash events.
Events.
Then these guys are downtown Toronto, so UOT.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are host also like regular meetups.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a lot of people. There's about maybe like I went to their conference last year.
Mm-hmm.
They held it in January.
Mm-hmm.
They had about like 40 people show up, like mm-hmm. all talking about like the CJDNS.
But do they have regular meetups like every month?
And
they post it there once they
know. Yeah, they're more flexible. Yeah, something like that.
So if there's nothing to talk, then there's they don't meet. If there's something to
talk,
then
like,
they set
like
a date for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Like. I can. I guess like I should warn you. Like I can't guarantee that I'm always gonna be here. So maybe if you come next month, like maybe nobody's here.
It's alright. I just want to.
But then like it's on the internet, so if anybody else is here, then maybe if you just hang around, maybe somebody else will also show up. But
yeah, it's the thing that I had in mind with the wireless network community is that I thought it's like a closed network, one router that eventually connect to the internet. I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought that was like for the application that I had in mind is for the rural community or the only third world countries where they find it hard to connect to the internet. So it's for example, you have a mobile data in here or phone or something, and you can create some sort of network, or if two or three have mobile data, then somehow contribute the broadband or something. So that's their
whole plan, I guess. They want to hook up remote communities that don't have the infrastructure for like fiber or something.
Mm.
But then they do like
I don't know if it works or it works that way, or there's already a better infrastructure for that, or that was what I was
What are the I can only give you a few resources, I guess, to help you if you're looking for like long distance like communication, like you come across the ham radio guys, like amateur radio.
I heard about ham radio, but from the movies.
Yeah, okay. So ham radio there, but then there's like three. I don't know how far you are, but then there's okay. So the first one that's pretty good is the TorArc, TorArc.
ARC.
So that's the Toronto Amateur Radio Club.
Okay.
And they're over by in North York, Finch and Young.
Ham radio is totally different from the internet, or they eventually connect to the internet?
No, because if you want to do what you're talking about, like connecting one remote community to another remote community, like the Wi-Fi, this is like 5.7 gigahertz or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's short range. It's only
200 meters because the power is not that high.
Yeah.
But to connect one community to the next community, they have to use a different frequency, and they have to use antennas with more transmitting powers.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, they have to the amateur radio, there's like a spectrum that like the governments allow for unlicensed use. Or is it unlicensed? Yeah, but for like non-commercial use.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to,
if you set up, do you need to have like get government permit or?
I think there's like a government. Yeah, they do like give like permits to each individual. But then once the individual has it, they can broadcast on this unregulated like space, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then transmit whatever they want. But then, yeah, like, if you check those guys out, then you'll be able to learn more about, like, long-distance wireless communication. They don't talk so much about the software. They talk more about the hardware. And I think the hardware is the biggest problem for remote community communication.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was all local, then they could just use the Wi-Fi
the
ad hoc.
So do you have any idea how... the range, the farthest range for the...
Oh, they do weird things. No, it's they could go from here to outer space.
Whoa.
So there's some guys, they actually can go around the world.
Oh.
So they shoot, there's the Earth, and then there's an atmosphere called the ionosphere around. And then they bounce the waves like around the ionosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could talk from here to the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or one guy said, I was reading online, and he said that he pointed his antenna dish, like, east, right? And he had his receiving dish like pointing west.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he received something. So I think he was thinking that the only way he received it is if it went all around the world.
Mm-hmm. So that antenna dish is specific for ham radio, or is there like
no,
generic
they can
dish?
Use anything.
Oh.
Yeah, they use all kinds of different antennas.
Mm-hmm.
Like some use, I don't know if you would consider satellite ham radio. That's interesting. Yeah, I never heard that. I only hear about them using like antennas, this Yagi antenna or a dipole antenna or something like that. Something weird. Is there another one closer? Do you mind if I ask like where are you coming from, so I could find, see if there's a closer one?
I'm staying in Macomb.
Oh, okay. You're right here.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There's nothing around here. So I actually live across. So for me, I go to this one. I go to another one, Centaur, Centor. Yeah, Central Toronto Radio Club, and they're all the way by the 401 and 4DBP. I think those two. There's one in York. If you have a car, it's up north, but that's too far. But there's also a webpage where they specify all the local ham radios. But I think those are the two. Yeah, those are the two closest. There's one that's supposed to be in Scarborough, but I think it's also defunct. Like nobody showed up. Never mind.
I read something like I think it's 2 years ago. Then it's in the international media, like in was it in Egypt or something, like there are political turmoil, then their internet was blocked, and the activists there set up like a wireless community network, where eventually they are connected to the internet, so they bypass the government censorship. So that's what I had in mind.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily looking for bypass political activities, but like for example for remote communities where they want to have access to the internet, but the internet services is not does not reach there. So
My idea, like I wanted to do something local. I want to like go to like maybe Pacific Mall. And then like just like try to connect the stores with one another, and then just have like a LAN, like a local area network. But since Pacific Mall is like so big, if you have like just like you can't, not everyone's gonna be interested, but if you have like maybe one store here and then one store 5 stores down and one store 10 stores down, and then say they shared their inventory, like something like that, or like, or promotions or something, they want to promote each other, then, yeah, you can just, like, connect over Wi-Fi, and it's a project that's, like, I want to do a project that has use, so, like, connecting a remote community that has use, and then doing that, doing something like that, where you connect the stores in a mall, with, so they have information, because, yeah, I don't think there's such thing as a LAN at the malls, or where the stores, they put up their own web pages.
Yeah, but I think they, if they have a LAN, it's only specific for their stores. They don't, want to share it.
That's the problem. They don't want to share. That's the problem. Like, nobody wants to share the bandwidth to connect to the internet. Yeah. But then if it was like just local and you're just supplying power, then there's no problem on supplying. Yeah, like as much usage as they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the last thing that I'm playing with is also with BitTorrent. So I want to try to
set up a server or something?
Yeah, set up the tracker. But then is that? No, that's not like a wireless community network problem. It's just a network problem. To just like try to pass the data around. But then yeah, that's interesting.
And so I'm gonna look this one up. So probably I'm interested in the ham radio, how it works, because I've seen it in the movies, but I haven't actually seen one. So maybe if
those guys.
I can.
Yeah, it's ham radio, or it's called amateur radio.
Yeah,
it's
amateur radio.
I don't know why they call it ham. That's interesting.
So maybe I can get hands in one hardware and tinker about it, and who knows, I may develop an interest in it, so yeah.
Yeah, who knows, maybe develop the internet.
Yeah, so, I think I'm gonna go now,
yeah,
so that I can...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah,
yeah. All right. Yeah, if you want to find me, I'll try to make it out as much as possible.
So, thank you so much.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.